Turning to South America now, where Brazil and Argentina are planning to establish a common regional currency to boost bilateral trade and shift away from the U.S. dollar. The move was announced by the Brazilian leader after talks in the Argentinian capital.
If it were up to me, we would always trade with other countries and national currencies so as not to be dependent on the dollar. Why not make an attempt to create a common currency for Mercosur countries or BRICS countries? I believe that over time, we will come to that. I believe this is necessary because many countries face challenges buying dollars.
Brazil and Argentina will discuss the details of the plan at the upcoming Community of Latin American and Caribbean States Summit. They're also expected to invite other countries in the region to join the currency bloc. RT Spanish correspondent Camila Lozano Delgado has more.
The first meeting between Luis Inácio Lula da Silva and Alberto Fernández was held in an encouraging atmosphere and marked achievements in the field of diplomatic relations. The brotherhood of the two nations was one topic touched upon in particular, as well as the country's desire to become economic leaders again and move towards integration on the continent. In addition, the ministers of the two countries signed agreements in the fields of science and the economy, as well as integration in financial and energy spheres. The idea is that Argentina will exchange its gas for electricity from Brazil. Another of their agreements signed touches upon cooperation in Antarctica. Fernandez also mentioned the challenges that both countries face after the stepping down of governments of a completely different kind. They left behind a trail that is expected to erase the strengthened union of the two states.
Our first task is to consolidate democracy and state institutions. Dear friend, I want you to know that Argentina will always be with you, and we will not allow some crazy man to attack the democracy and state institutions of Brazil. We will not allow some fascist to come from above to attack the sovereignty of the people.
In turn, the Brazilian president thanked his counterpart Fernandez, who he called his friend, for his unconditional support and also apologized not only to his colleague, but also to the entire people of Argentina for the aggressive actions against their country that took place during the rule of Bolsonaro.
We intend to restore peaceful relations aimed at growth in order to restart bilateral ties between our states. Our entrepreneurs understand this idea, and they should also realize how significant Argentina is for us. In their turn, Argentinian entrepreneurs should understand the significance of good bilateral relations with Brazil.
Regarding currency issues, the Argentinian economy minister Sergio Massa announced that work on establishing a single currency in Argentina and Brazil will begin this week. It is aimed at boosting regional trade and at the same time reducing dependence on the U.S. dollar. This question was also discussed by the presidents, who touched upon possible participation in the initiative of Venezuela and the presence of the country's president at the CELAC summit. Moreover, the two heads of state discussed the existing sanctions against Venezuela, as well as actions that make life easier for the people of this country.
I'm against interfering in the political processes in Venezuela. The problem can be resolved through dialogue, not sanctions or threats of occupation. Brazil is going to restore diplomatic relations with Venezuela. We want Venezuela to have an embassy in Brazil, and we want Brazil to likewise have an embassy in Venezuela. We're determined to restore civilized relations between the two independent states.
It was a very productive dialogue between the Venezuelan government and the opposition. The elections were held transparently, all the rules were observed without any further questions arising. Therefore, we must encourage dialogue among Venezuelans.
The chief editor of Brazilian Opera Mundi news portal says that South America would only benefit from a common currency, as it would help build a strong economy without dependence on the U.S.
The great advantage of this measure would be the possibility of carrying out all commercial and banking operations without the need for foreign exchange, without resorting to exchange rate in dollars or euros. Another advantage would be the expansion of regional investments through integrated financial institutions without the backing of the dollar or the euro. In the same way that United States in the early 70s unlinked dollar issuance from available gold reserves, South America would partially eliminate the dollar as an anchor of its economic activity. In any case, it would be a relevant step forward in South American integration, in the reindustrialization of the economy, and in the weakening of the dollar as the hegemonic currency.